Hello, everybody. T.O. Mr. Ceasefire Hardiman coming to you once again on my Violence Interrupters web series here on YouTube with episode number 2. You do not have to kill your girlfriend. That's the title of this particular episode, and it's a true story. This story comes out of the town of Cicero, Illinois. I received a phone call from an associate that pretty much knew about the work that I do on a regular basis when it comes to saving lives on the front end. He told me his cousin was in the process of killing his girlfriend, and he provided me with the address. We rushed over to the scene, and the apartment door was actually open, so we stepped in, and let the truth be told, the guy had his foot on the lady and had a razor by her neck. And his cousin said, "Hold up, hold up." And the guy's name was Rob. I'll say that much. I normally don't use the people's names, but it's okay in this situation. And his girlfriend, her name was Felicia. So what happened, Rob was in the process of hurting the young lady. So we convinced him to let her up off the ground, off the floor, or whatever the case may be. And we sat down on the couch. And I had to ask Rob, I said, "Look, bro, why you want to kill this lady? What did she do to you to make you want to kill her?" He said he found out that she was a transgender lady, and she said he didn't just find this out. He already knew I was transgender. He knows this already, and he told her to shut up. And I say, "Hold up, my brother. It's not that serious. We need to process what's going on. What is the main issue? Either you're with her or you're not." He said he's tired of her telling people his business that he's in a relationship with her. So I say, "I tell you what, we can end this just like this. Just let her go head on about her business." And I told her, "Do not mention his name under no circumstances, and that should be cool." Now, keep in mind, Rob had been arrested or locked up for murder once before. That's the reason why I know he probably would have taken her life. So as an end result, we mediated the conflict on the front end. Let me just say that, slow it down a little bit. We worked everything out, and the lady left, and she never looked back. And I told Rob, "I appreciate you, bro, for listening, because we have to think on a higher level. There's no excuse to take the life of anybody, first-degree murder. There's no excuse, bro. It's a big misunderstanding. Either you were dealing with her or not." So we let that go. We saved the young lady's life. And 2 months later, guess what I saw? I was downtown in Grant Park, and I saw Rob and Felicia sitting on a park bench, hugged up like newlyweds. They were hugged up like newlyweds, everybody. So I just want you to know this is another story in which God allowed me to stop somebody from taking a life on the front end. And for all the people out there watching my live YouTube series here, I want everybody to subscribe to T.O. Mr. Ceasefire Hardiman's Violence Interrupter YouTube web series. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. If you like this story, share this story with your friends as well. Thank you. Peace and blessings.